And hopefully my second guest is with me this morning on Triple U, and that is sitting Greens councillor and Bury resident Tonya Gray. Good morning and welcome to Triple U, Tonya.
Great. Hello.
Tonya, so let's start with a bit of background. What do you do and why are you running again for council?
Well, I'll start with who I am personally, then I'll go into what my professional life is, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Personally, I've grown up in this area all of my life. We're actually seventh generation owners in this area, that has been lived here. I'm a mother. I'm the daughter of a parent in nursing home in Kiama. I grew up in Port Kembla, so low socioeconomic with high migrant population. So I have a really good understanding of what it's like to be marginalised, if you want to call it that. So public school education, but worked my way up through the ranks to be a professor of education. Firstly, at Wollongong Uni for 22 years, and I've taught many of the teachers that are in schools now. In fact, I was at Bomaderry High on Wednesday night and ran into the principal who I taught and about three or four other teachers. So it's lovely to see the generations coming through. But now what I'm doing is I've moved to Western Sydney Uni. I'm in education, obviously, so I teach teachers. But my research is the interplay of nature and health and how they're inextricably linked, especially the need for it with children in this digitised world and the impact it's having on their brain wiring, etc. So that's me professionally. But on a personal level, I stood for council in this last term. I actually was inspired to run by 2019 when we had those fires, the Black Summer fires. And I'd also been to Antarctica that year. I'd been with Christiana Figueres, who was the architect of the climate change committee, and she had 80 of us on a boat. We left from, you know, Ushuaia, and we looked at the impact of climate change firsthand on Antarctica, and she taught us all of the skills for change and transformation of leaders across the world. So that was the sweet spot for getting involved, and then you have the icing on the cake. What an amazing leader we've had with the Greens Mayor, Amanda Finlay. She was the inspiration for me to step up. I could see what she was going through with these natural disasters, of which we've had 15 in 5 years. We're one of the most battered and resilient councils around. So that's why I'm standing. I really want affordable housing to be on the radar, even down to Monday night's notice of motion has already had a rescission motion put in, and we were trying to get all new subdivisions put aside for true housing, for housing our nurses, our teachers, our doctors, our paramedics, you know, our plumbers, our children who are desperate for housing. But at any rate, it's a battle that we'll continue to have.
Well, we'll get back to that, yeah. I think, Tonya, if we can.
Okay.
But I mean, you've talked a lot about the impact of climate change, the fires and floods and so on over the last 5 years, and I guess that's a driver for you. How does that impact on what you believe are the key issues that residents should consider as they vote in September?
Well, key issues of climate change, first of all, the roads and the potholes that we're seeing and the landslips are all attributed to what we warned probably 20 or 30 years ago was climate change. The coastal management plan and estuaries are all to do with climate change. And so while ever we have our head in the sand and not address what is the core issue, then we're not going to move forward as a progressive council. So, yeah, climate change is real. It's no longer an abstract thought. It is here. It's with us. And, you know, you only have to smell smoke now and you look to the western horizon and you wonder if we have to go through what 2019, 2020 was all about. So it's in our DNA now and we're hyper-vigilant. And it's the new world that we're encountering here today.
So
we need more renewables. Yes, we need to get out of coal and gas, even though we don't have coal here. But the mantra is we need to invest more in renewables. That's one of the things we'll be doing front and centre. We already have one solar farm, but we need more because we want our community to have access to this and drive down costs of our electricity bills.
So what makes
Yeah, sorry.
So what makes you and the Greens different from the other groups running for election, do you think, Tonya?
Well, I think at the end of the day, we are a democratic group. We can have differences of opinion. For example, Colin, I didn't vote for the 40 to 44% wage rise. I thought it was a little bit of a bridge too far. I couldn't go that far. I could have gone for a midpoint. I know the living crisis that we're in because we listen to the underdog. We stand up for the voiceless, and that's one of the lovely things of our party. And we do it peacefully and respectfully. And the ecological management of our area has to be front and centre. We know people come to this area for the 40 beaches that are here, or the 11 estuaries, or the beautiful wildlife that we have. But that's even under threat with what we're seeing going on. So it's about maintaining a status quo where planet, profit and people need to coexist in a balanced manner. So, you know, we all want us to be healthy, happy and housed. I mean, in a roof over our head, it's a human dignity to have a house. So that's where we're at, and we will fight to the nth degree to get everyone healthy, happy and housed.
Tonya, you mentioned there the rates issue. Now, I've checked on the New South Wales government, local government New South Wales website. Not local government, New South Wales, the Office of Local Government website. And the rates in Shoalhaven are, for this kind of council, not, in fact, they're in the lower end of the scale, they're not the highest. And I know that's on the agenda for council to look at cutting various services. Is there a case, what case is there for council to consider increasing rates if we want to maintain those services? And what's the costs if we don't?
Yeah, look, at the end of the day, having gone through the budget, you know, line and chapter, we know what's going on. It's inevitable that a rate rise will happen. So everyone needs to brace themselves for that.
They happen in every council every year pretty much anyway, don't they?
Because of inflation. So commercial rates, we need to look at that closer because they're very, very low. You just mentioned that our housing rates are low, but commercial are even lower. The disparity comes with the rural land. We're paying, I live on a farm, I didn't mention that earlier, I've got 10 hectares that I'm a steward for here in Berry. So rural land pays higher taxes.
Yes, I did notice that. Technically, you're quite right. Yeah. The residential and commercial rates are relatively low compared to other local government areas.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And look, people can pay for this weekly. If it's a bill shock at the end of every quarter, maybe weekly is a better idea, and that's just ticking a box on the web to do that. But by the same token, our council does ferries, it does crematoriums, it does pools, libraries, bereavement services. We are a huge organisation, and to think it's just roads, rates and rubbish is beyond the pale, because it's a multidisciplinary, very huge organisation that needs us to look wider at the scope of what's going on in our area.
So you mentioned earlier housing. Planning and how we live are key issues, as I said, for our area. How do you or the Greens plan to manage pressures from the New South Wales government to increase population and to hopefully help housing become more affordable, whether you're renting or whether you're buying?
Well, we need, obviously, more housing supply. So we need insist on new developments to meet community need, not developer greed, number one. And when we promote affordable housing for all, we're seeing some great outcomes already. So we've got one on Bowlong Road about to start, but we need more of these. And that's why we wanted, with this notice of motion on Monday, to put aside new subdivisions just for housing so that, look, we know a teacher earns $80,000 roughly first year out. And the amount they can borrow is only $240,000, because roughly three times your wage. $240,000 is not going to buy you anything. So we're at this point where we need more housing stock to be built in either units or in developments that allow us to get our workers housed for the community, because we're seeing that no one can find baristas.
Will you be lobbying the state government to actually provide more social housing and public housing?
Absolutely. And the problem is multi-layered, and it's federal and it's state, and it comes down to local as well. And all three sectors must work hand in glove if we're going to get a solution to this. And, you know, one of the things that we do well, or I believe we try to do well, is work collaboratively. I mean, I'm a PE teacher in my old life. So, you know, working in teamwork and being adaptable are the skills we need to bring to the leadership table. And we need to advocate for all of those who need housing. And there's so many out there, Colin. Like, I was in East Nowra the weekend before, and it is pretty abominable what's going on out there. And yet you interplay that with the really wealthy suburbs that don't even know what's going on just 12 kilometres away. So we need to stand up for everyone and try and get everyone healthy, housed and happy at this point in time, because at the moment the lower socioeconomic areas such as East Nowra don't get a Guernsey. No one listens to them because they don't have even a CCB advocating on their behalf, CCB being a community consultation board. So that's where I'll be driving most of my energy.
Tonya, as we come up to the time, sorry, we're gonna, ask this of Selena Clancy. Councils can often be places of quite a lot of conflict. What's your attitude towards working with other councillors if you're elected?
Well, we obviously try and bring dignity and respect to the chamber. You've already seen the tone of the chamber change in this last round of council. Before that, it was a blood sport. It still is a little bit of a blood sport, especially with the misinformation that goes around. But nonetheless, if you can come to that space knowing that we need to negotiate and be adaptable, I think we're all going to be on a winning area for this community, because at the end of the day, we need to listen and stand up for our community, and that is by us being their megaphone and doing it respectfully and with dignity.
Councillor Tonya Gray, Greens lead candidate for Ward 1, thanks so much for your time this morning. It's been great to talk.
Lovely to speak to you too, Colin. Bye.
Good on you.